In the list of devotees at Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinath Acharya, Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Prajumna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Roy the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. Purport. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya lived at the house of Kashi Mishra, who was the priest of the king. Later, this house was inherited by Vakreshwara Pandit and then by his disciple Gopal Guru Goswami, who established there a deity of Radhakanta. The Goro Ganadesh Deepika 193 states that Kashi Mishra was formerly the gopi in Vrindavan named, anyone know? Krishna Vallabha. Prajumna Mishra, an inhabitant of Orissa, was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prajumna Mishra was born of a Brahmin family and Ramananda Roy of a non-Brahmin family. Yet, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prajumna Mishra to take instruction from Ramananda Roy. This incident is described in the Anchalila, chapter 5. Bhavananda Roy was the father of Sri Ramananda Roy. His residence was in Alalanath, Brahmagiri, which is about 12 miles west of Jagannath Puri. By caste, he belonged to the Karana community of Odisha, whose members were sometimes known as Kayastas and sometimes as Shudras. But he was the governor of Madras, under the control of King Prataparudra of Jagannath Puri. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuromilitangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patiranam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Verse again. Kashi Mishra Prajumna Mishra Roy Bhavanand Yanhar Milane Prabhu Payala Anand. In the list of devotees at Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinathacharya. Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Prajumna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Roy the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. Hare Krishna. So, very wonderful chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's simultaneously giving us the our family lineage, helping us to understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the root of the tree of devotional service, and from him have sprung so many branches and sub-branches, of which Srila Prabhupada comments in one of the purports that this ISKCON movement is a sub-branch of the Chaitanya tree. But we can see that actually there are so many devotees listed on this tree of devotional service from so many different backgrounds, and that we'll discuss a little bit in a moment. Such a variety of Vaishnavas. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here is also taking the time to glorify all of these devotees and give us a little insight about them. So it's just like if we have a family tree, all of us have a family tree. Maybe some of us are happy with our family tree, like the material family tree. I know recently visiting some of my family members, that they were very excited by, I can't remember the name, some website where you could go on and trace out how far back your family lineage goes. And of course in India, in general, to get into the Jagannath Puri temple, you're asked, what is your gotra? You know, because they want to know, what is your family lineage? Where are you coming from? And are you qualified to enter? So according to the family that we're born in, then there may be some prestige or some dishonor that may come with that family lineage. But we can see here that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is taking the time to explain how exalted our family lineage is and just how important each and every one of these persons on this tree of devotional service, on the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how dear they are to Lord Chaitanya. So, often when we hear names, I don't know how many of you, as soon as I read the name Paramananda Puri, that you immediately think, oh yes, Paramananda Puri, and nah, this thing and that thing. And anyone here kind of gets that there? How many people here are like, oh yeah, I heard that before, yeah, Paramananda Puri, I don't know, yeah, mm-hmm. Like if you had to stand up and start speaking about Paramananda Puri, would you be able to do it? Probably not, right? Am I correct or am I the only one here? Maybe something. Of course, maybe Ramananda Roy, we might be able to speak a little something more. Swarup Damodar Goswami, we might be able to say something. Gopinathacharya might start to get a little more hazy. Prajumna Mishra, yeah, kind of like that. So, of course, the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita are giving us the opportunity to understand more. So I thought that I would just, because we've heard a little bit about a few of the devotees here, so I thought that I just might read a few things about these devotees, if that's okay, if everyone's all right with that, so that we can understand a little bit about our family, get to know our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers and uncles and all of that. It's nice to know the family, right? Then we can start, actually some time ago when my wife and I were reading and trying to study Chaitanya Charitamrita together, we started to create this mind map of all these personalities, and we were starting to put the facts of who they were in different bits. And then they upgraded the software, and I lost it all, and I became pretty depressed. But when I got this verse, I thought, just see, I was ahead of my time. And I thought, I should go back and do this again, you know. So anyway, there's a few things here. Obviously, the glories of these personalities are unlimited, but the time that we have this morning is limited, so I'll just read a few things and then we can discuss. So first is mentioned here that Paramananda Puri is the one of the primary personalities from Jagannath Puri. And of course, in this list, the devotees are given from different regions and different areas who are all dedicated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, a little something about Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri belonged to a Brahmin family of the Trihut district in Uttar Pradesh. And his spiritual master, anyone knows who the spiritual master of Paramananda Puri is? Anyone would like to venture a guess? Okay. So his spiritual master is Madhavendra Puri. Everyone knows Madhavendra Puri? You know, the great person who really is, he started the, initiated in one sense the bhakti cult by introducing and understanding the Madhurya Ras and helping us to understand the loving, revealing the secrets of the relationship between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Madhavendra Puri is also the spiritual master of who? Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means that Paramananda Puri and Ishwara Puri are God brothers, okay? So we're starting to get the picture a little bit now, so there's some idea here. So Paramananda Puri is like the, in relationship to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's like his, in English, yeah, uncle, his god uncle. So, in relationship with Madhavendra Puri, Paramananda Puri was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Among his sannyasi disciples, Ishwara Puri and Paramananda Puri were very dear to Madhavendra Puri. Thus, Paramananda Puri, like Swarup Damodar, who was also a sannyasi, was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was his constant associate. When Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order, Paramananda Puri offered him the danda. So Paramananda Puri gave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his danda, like that. So, one sense you could see that almost because Ishwara Puri, as far as I'm aware, wasn't present, so Paramananda Puri was acting in that role. Of course, he didn't take sannyas from Paramananda Puri, he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati Goswami. Paramananda Puri was also engaged in meditation, and Sri Swarup was always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered full respect to his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, he similarly respected Paramananda Puri and Swarup Damodar. It is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first saw Paramananda Puri, he made the following statement: "My eyes, my mind, my religious activities, and my acceptance of the sannyas order have now all become perfect, because today, Madhavendra Puri is manifest before me in the form of Paramananda Puri." So it's really important for us to understand here, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came to teach and educate us how to be devotees. And a primary and key part of being devotees is how we interact with other devotees. The relationships that we cultivate and develop with devotees actually is key. Now, of course, we're part of the Sankirtan movement. This is the Yuga Dharma, to chant the holy names of the Lord. But the name Sankirtan implies something. What does it imply? It implies that we are chanting together. And if we're chanting together, it means with others. And who are the others? Likely they're also members of the Sankirtan movement, which means that Sankirtan can't happen without the sun, without everyone being together. So that means that relationships and association of devotees is vital to our progress and spiritual practice. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged respectful obeisances with Paramananda Puri, who was very dear to him. Paramananda Puri established a small monastery behind the western side of the Jagannath temple, where he had a well dug to supply water. The water, however, was bitter, and therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed to Lord Jagannath to allow Ganges water to come into the well to make it sweet. When Lord When Lord Jagannath granted the request, Lord Chaitanya told all the devotees that from that day hence, the water of Paramanandapuri's well should be celebrated as Ganges water. For any devotee who would drink it or bathe in it would certainly get the same benefit as that derived from drinking or bathing in the waters of the Ganges. Such a person would certainly develop pure love of Godhead. Like that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat also, I am living in this world only on the account of the excellent behavior of Sri Paramanandapuri. So we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always had a mood of great respect and appreciation. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is God, but his mood was always to respect Paramanandapuri as the God brother of his spiritual master, as his uncle. So even in, you know, cultured persons, you treat seniors who are on the level of your father as uncle, right? You know, so we would use that terminology. And in the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, it states that Puri Sri Paramananda Yad Asid Uddhava Puri. Paramananda Puri is none other than, in the spiritual world, who is Paramananda Puri? That's right. Excellent. So he is Uddhav. So this is Paramananda Puri. And Uddhav was Lord Krishna's friend and cousin, and in Chaitanya Leela, the same Uddhav became the friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his uncle in terms of their relationship in disciplic succession. So a few points there. So who is the spiritual master of Paramananda Puri? And he's the godbrother of Ishwara Puri, and in the spiritual world he is? Yes. Okay. So a little something about our great, 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 great uncle. Okay, so next we have Swarup Damodar Goswami. So there are many, many points about Swarup Damodar Goswami. I'll just read a few. He was one of the closest associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purushottam Acharya, or Swarup. So Purushottam Acharya was actually his name, and he was called Swarup. He knew exactly the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorifying him as the storehouse of all devotional mellows. Lord Chaitanya added the word Damodar to his name. So Lord Chaitanya, his name already known as Swarup, but Lord Chaitanya added Damodar. Swarup Damodar revealed to the world the innermost emotions of Sri Chaitanya's mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. Sensing Lord Gauranga's mood, Swarup Damodar would perform kirtan to enhance the Lord's internal sentiments. To soothe Lord Chaitanya's loving pangs in his loving pangs, he would sing songs from Gita Govinda, Krishna Karanamrita, and the love poems of Chandidas and Vidyapati. Throughout the day and night, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy stayed near Sri Chaitanya in order to nourish his pastimes. He is considered one of the 3.5 most intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So who are the 3.5 most intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya? Yep. Sikhi Mahiti. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. And Sikhi Mahiti's his sister? Yeah, his sister's name? Mm-mm. Madhavi. Yeah, Madhavi. Just as Lalita and Vishaka are Radharani's dearest gopis, Swarup Damodar, who is? Spiritual world? Close. Vishaka, yeah. You're 50% right. So yes, Swarup Damodar is Vishaka Sakhi, and Ramananda Roy is Lalita Sakhi. And they are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential associates. Swarup Damodar was the guardian of the Gaudiya devotees. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Swarup Damodar was the guardian of the Gaudiya devotees. So whenever a devotee misbehaved, Lord Gaurasundar would say, "Swarup, your Gaudiya did such and such." So we know in different pastimes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't necessarily go and correct the person directly, but he would tell Swarup Damodar, your Gaudiya is acting like this. And then Swarup Damodar Prabhu's service would be to go and correct him. So even in Lord Chaitanya's time, these things were going on. So like that. Swarup Damodar would personally also check for grammatical and philosophical flaws in any newly written verse, song, or book before giving it to Lord Chaitanya for approval. So he was Lord Chaitanya's chief editor. So he was checking everything before he came. I think there's the famous pastime of... It just went out of my head. From the other Sampradaya. Yeah, Vallabhabhat, where he came to bring some poetry. I think Swarup Damodar Prabhu was saying that this is not correct. Krishnadas Kaviraj used Swarup Damodar's Karcha, or memoirs of Sri Chaitanya's life, to compile this book, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swarup Damodar Goswami also wrote Sangita Damodar, a book of music. And his samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Jai. Swarup Damodar Goswami Ki. So, anyway, there's a few things. There's more. There's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Do you want to hear a little bit about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Is everyone bored yet? Are we bored? Hearing the history. Right, when in Bhagavatam it goes through, sometimes whole chapters are just like the lineage of the kings, and you're like, yeah, turn the page, you know. So here we are, the histories. So again, just a little bit about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is one of the biggest branches of the tree of the Lord, and his sister's husband is Gopinathacharya. The original name of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was? Extra points, anyone? Basudev Bhattacharya. His place of birth, which is known as? Anyone knows where he was born? Vijayanagara. And it's about 2.5 miles from the Navadvip railway station, which probably wasn't there when he was born. Or Chanpahati railway station. His father was very much celebrated man of the name of Maheshwara Visharada. It is said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest logician of his time in India. That's logician, not magician. At Mathila in Bihar, he became a student of a great professor named Pakshadara Mishra, who did not allow any student to note down his explanations of logic. No note-taking. Everything had to be remembered. This means cultivating the Shrutidhar mentality, that you have to remember. So at the end of the class, no notes. We're going to have a little quiz on our family heritage, and we'll see how much we remember. I'm sitting here reading it. I probably won't remember most of it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so talented, however, that he learned the explanation by heart, and when he later returned to Navadvip, he established a school for the study of logic, thus diminishing the importance of Mithila. Students from various parts of India still come to Navadvip to study logic. According to some authoritative opinions, the celebrated logician Raghunath Shiromani was also a student of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In effect, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the leader of all the students of logic, although he was a grihastha, householder. He even taught many sannyasis in the knowledge of logic. So like that, a few. There's lots more things. And then the last was Bhavananda Roy. He was mentioned. But we're going to actually hear more about Bhavananda Roy in the next few pages. So I was just thinking that as we read through this list of great personalities in the tree of devotional services, tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we can see that there are varieties of personalities. Even in this list, we have Brahmins, we have sannyasis, we have godbrothers of the spiritual master, persons who are from the Shudra caste, and there's such a variety of personalities that it becomes so clear that within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, pretty much everybody's welcome. There's not so much distinction that this is just for one group or personality, you know, set of personalities. It's not just for the Brahmins. It's not for the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, or Shudras. It's not only the Brahmacharis, you know, from the Grihasthas, Sannyasis, Vanaprasas, like that. It's not just for you know, persons from specific groups or regions, because the list is exhaustive of so many different regions from all over. We see that even some of the most exalted personalities in the list, they're not even from Vaishnava families. Namacharya Shil Haridas Thakur is born in, you know, Muslim family, so he's considered almost like an outcast. Same with Swarup Dham, or Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, that their, you know, heritage, they had even taken Muslim names for serving in so many ways, so you might think that they shouldn't be accepted. But many of the quote-unquote personalities who seem to have the lowest birth or designation, upadhi, they were some of the greatest ones. We just heard that, you know, he's kind of Shudra, but Ramananda Roy is, who is he in the spiritual world? He is Lalita. So, and he's one of the most intimately connected personalities with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it seems that we should understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making a very clear point here, that it's open to everyone. It's not just for a specific or particular group of personalities, that the mission of devotional service, the Harinam Sankirtan movement, is open to all. The other thing that I was thinking is that it's sometimes easy, because in this list, as you read through this 10th chapter, some of the personalities, their relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very interesting. Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit especially, they spring to mind as personalities whose relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at times seemed a little questionable. Exactly what was going on in that relationship? Are they really, you know, intimate devotees of the Lord, or, you know, are they blasphemers of the Lord? But Lord Chaitanya had a ras with all of these different personalities, and because he's God, then he is, you know, Akila Rasamrita Murti. He is the origin of all rasas, the origin of all relationships. So the Lord is able to have unlimited different types of relationships with the living entities. In fact, all the living entities are, we're all his parts and parcels. And it's described that the Lord himself manifests in so many different forms in order to reciprocate the loving relationships with the immense variety of his devotees. So the reasons that he takes so many different forms is not because, I mean, of course, everything is done, he's doing in a sense, he relishes out of it, but he's doing it to attract all of the living entities back to him. So the Lord himself is expanding into so many different varieties in order to attract the living entities and satisfy the different rasas with the living entities. So I was thinking in this regard that sometimes even within our devotional circles and in our communities, that sometimes it's very easy to forget that how important all the devotees are to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that, you know, we may not know who a devotee is. This is also something that, you know, comes to mind, you know, the longer that I'm around, the more that I see new devotees come. And when new devotees come, we think, oh, this is Bhakta such and such, or Bhaktin such and such. And But we don't know who that person is. We don't actually know, just like in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, Suriti, she, you know, was quite heavy with Dhruva because she didn't understand what a great personality he was. I mean, he was just a little boy and, you know, she had her thing and she didn't want him to be involved. So, you know, her mood with him was very heavy. Of course, for him it was beneficial in one sense. You know, he took it in such a way that he made great spiritual advancement. But because she had upset and offended Dhruva Maharaj, even before he was a great personality, she had to suffer reactions for that. So, in thinking that this Sankirtan movement is about San, about all of us coming together, then it seems that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami taking the time to write out and show us all the unique individuals that are important parts of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many unique individuals. The difficulty with unique individuals is that they're unique. And if they're unique, then it usually means they're different from me. And the difficulty with that is that I think that I'm the perfect emblem of a human being, so therefore everyone should kind of be like me. And when you're surrounded by unique persons and they're not like me, then there becomes a problem. There's difficulty. I don't know if anyone else has this experience where we think that other people should act the way we think they should act. Anyone has that experience? Okay, so it's not just me. Huh? And we wonder, why do you act like that? Why do you do that? You should act like this. And usually our reference is how I act. Sometimes we even cite examples of our own Adi Leela, right? Or our Madhya Leela. You know, and well, you know, I did like this, and so you should also act like that. But who are we necessarily to dictate? I mean, maybe we have post or position or the service that we do. But if we don't, then we should probably be careful. Because this kind of mentality is generally centered around false ego, and false pride, or a false understanding of who we actually are. And it is quite possible, last night we did this little thing, unfortunately I don't have, where we were trying to show, we were discussing about differences in opinions amongst devotees. Has anyone here ever had that experience where you have a difference of opinion with someone? Yeah. And it might not necessarily even, you know, be so shastrically evident of how you can resolve this. You know, we have, you know, Vishwambhapuru here is one of the most exalted book distributors. But there are many ways to distribute books, are there not? And over the years, we've probably seen innumerous ways of book distribution going on. So just because it works for me, does it necessarily mean it will work for someone else? Maybe, but maybe not. Like, recently I was reminded of one time when I was on book distribution. I was on the corner of Oxford Street, and while I was standing there, two coppers came, and they stood right on the corner of the street. And of course, you know, book distribution, you got to be a little careful, right? So I kind of like had my back turned a little bit and was trying to subtly still stop people and speak to them, hoping that the police officers would go away. And I was more in the mood of moving away myself rather than, you know, having to interact or deal with their presence. And then Sunanatai Prabhu came and joined me. And I said, the police are here. And he kind of made a joke about it, and he was kind of laughing. And he said, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I was like, well, take it easy, man. We don't want any trouble around here. And he walked right up to the policeman, and he just smacked him on the back. And he said, all right, mate. What are you guys doing standing around here anyway? Don't you have something useful to do? And they started laughing. And he was laughing, and I wasn't sure whether to laugh or what to do. And then they just started, then he just started talking, and he said, you know, we're from the Hare Krishna temple, and da-da-da, we do this, we do that. And he said, oh, okay. And he said, so go on, lads, move along now, do something useful. And they said, all right, see you later, and they left. And I was like, I never could have done that. In a million years, I never would have done that. But for him, it was very natural. So if he came and tried to teach me how to do it, and he said, it wouldn't work. But he had his unique flavor. You know, he had his Irish charm. He was able to just be like that. So everyone has their unique gift. Now the difficulty is, do we celebrate the uniqueness or do we get caught up in the differences? And unfortunately, sometimes we really get caught up in the differences. And it creates a different mood and atmosphere. And Srila Prabhupada, so many times in the pages, again and again, he's encouraging us to become like the bumblebee that searches for the nectar. Not like the fly that always goes looking for the stool or the nasty, nasty things. Or to be like the swan that we find floating on the surface of the clear lakes amidst the beautiful lotuses, instead of being like the crow who is always found on the garbage heaps and plucking at the garbage. So when we read the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita and we see that all these great personalities are there, they were all very, very unique. I assure you, some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are extremely unique. And we're surrounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Undoubtedly, you're part of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we don't know who we're surrounded by. The newest person who walks in tomorrow could become, or may already be, one of the most exalted personalities. So it's not that we necessarily, you know, like we just heard that that's Rupa Damodar, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, he was a Grihastha, but yet he was celebrated as the greatest logician, and he was teaching all these sannyasis, you know, the principles of logic. So we don't know. In the assembly of where the Bhagavatam was spoken, how many exalted personalities were gathered? And a 16-year-old naked boy walks in and he's the one who speaks. I mean, who would have guessed? He's traveling around, people are throwing rocks and stones at him, you know, laughing at him, making jokes. And when he walked into the assembly, you know, where the Bhagavatam was meant to be spoke, where Parikshit Maharaj had been fasting, was sitting, everybody stood up out of respect. And these persons who had been ridiculing and criticizing and throwing stones at him, they were like, oh my God, what have I been doing? Who is this personality? We thought he was just some naked weirdo walking down the street. But he was Shukadev Goswami. So we don't know. And if we don't know, then sometimes it's better to err on the side of giving benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? It's better to be safe than sorry. And it generates and creates a mood and an atmosphere of appreciation and gratitude and respect. Otherwise, the propensity is that the atmosphere becomes contaminated and polluted with this mentality of thinking that we know, when the fact may remain that we actually don't. We really don't. And that's usually the humble position, right? Sanatana Goswami offered prostrated obeisances, and he was saying that, I am the lowest of the low, because people respect me because they think I'm a great scholar, because they say that I know so much. But actually, I'm so low because I believe them. Because I believe them. I think I know so much. And therefore, with straw in his teeth, he offered his prostrated, you know, his life before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, actually, I'm a fool. What did Ishwarapuri say to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, you are the greatest logician. Let me bow down to you. Is that what he said? No. He said, actually, you're a fool. You're a fool. You're not qualified to study Vedanta. So you should just chant Hare Krishna. That's what his spiritual master said to him. And he put him in his place because he was acting a little puffed up. If we remember the past times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to annoy the Vaishnavas like anything, because he was so intelligent. He would go up to him and start an argument, a philosophical argument with them, and they would argue back, and then, you know, he would defeat their argument, then he would change roles and defeat his own argument, then he would defeat that argument, because he was so intelligent. But when he met his spiritual master, his spiritual master said, you're not qualified to study Vedanta. You're simply a fool. If we want to chant the holy names of the Lord constantly, you know, Sankirtan, in the association of devotees, then we have to cultivate humility, we have to become tolerant, and we have to be ready to offer respect to all others and not expect any respect in return. And if we're expecting respect, then you better expect to be disappointed. It's just the way it goes, unfortunately. Anyway, I think I've gone over time, so I'll stop here on that somber, morbid note.